From my conversation a few minutes ago with Scott Rabb, the author of The Whore of Akron, you might have gotten the impression that Rabb is a bitter fellow, given to sulking and venomous attacks. It's a characterization even Rabb himself might not deny, though it's incomplete. Certainly he has made art of his rage against what is hollow and phony about the NBA in general, and James in particular, but at several luminous moments in the book, Rabb gratefully acknowledges his blessings. He is astonished again and again by his wife's kindness, and of his young son he writes, "This boy, this miracle, to become a father at the age of 47 is to know how close I came to missing out altogether, to never knowing how much I could love and how much I could be loved." Especially in this hyperbolic chronicle of the desperate misery of Cleveland fans and the personal umbrage Rabb takes at the feckless narcissism of his nemesis, these passages glow. Scott Rabb's own physical miseries, mistreatment by various authority figures, and insults real and imagined, it's all more extreme than most of us will know, and thank goodness for that. But Rabb is also determined, even in the teeth of the storm, especially in the teeth of the storm, to remind us of all there is to love and celebrate. In the context of sports, we've lately been bombarded with accounts of the alleged sexual abuse of children and personal and institutional irresponsibility so sickening that we turn to stories of the NBA lockout for relief. For those of us in the business of games, it feels a little ironic that it's coming up to traditional time for counting blessings. But on Thursday, I'll sit at a table with family that I love and friends I treasure, and I will think with gratitude about the extraordinary people with whom I get to work, and the wise and funny people I get to meet, and the books I get to read, and, of course, the games I get to watch in the context of this alleged work. I hope you will be similarly engaged in the celebration of those you cherish and of whatever else encourages you to look forward to the next day. Happy Thanksgiving. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Jillian Guide. We had help this week from Jeff Carlton at WCPN in Cleveland and from Andy Harper at Ole Miss. Special thanks to Lakeshore Public Radio in Merrillville, Indiana. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Doug Trabu's orienteering photo gallery or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Our final word this week comes from Whore of Akron author Scott Rabb. I asked him if the critics had been harsh.
I gotta say, the most scathing review I've received so far is from my mom.
Ah, well, maybe she has a future as a book reviewer for The Plain Dealer. Give him heck, Lucille. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for expanding learning opportunities beyond the school day at wallacefoundation.org. And American Jewish World Service, supporting local solutions to global challenges at ajws.org. This is NPR.